Shauna's got a point to make. Good morning, Shauna.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Shauna, good morning.
Hi, I'm just calling. I was just wanting to know who made the call for to close all the schools. I mean, the winds don't come into effect apparently from 3 o'clock onwards.
Well, that amber warning...
The whole place has came to a standstill.
Right, the amber warning is now being brought forward to lunchtime. But, Shauna, if it's dangerous at 3 o'clock, and it could be, as I've said, particularly dangerous, as John Wiley used the term, it could be life-threateningly dangerous this afternoon in Northern Ireland. Do you think kids should be on their way home from school at that time?
Well, it's a could be. You know, everything here is a could be, and everything just stops. I mean, if you look at places like America, we have the hurricanes and proper storms. Their lives don't come to a standstill.
So we should have maybe just taken the risk?
Well, probably just to a certain extent. But I mean, I work in a hospital, okay? I've come into work this morning. I've had five people calling me in that they can't come into work due to childcare because the schools are closed. And now I'm struggling in a department trying to get places covered for patients coming.
Yeah, listen, I totally understand your frustration. You are at the sharp end of the effects of this. You're a
Absolutely,
manager,
yes.
You're trying to organise your staff. Do you mind me asking you, Shauna, do you have children?
I do, but they're growing up now.
So you don't have the worry about, say, a 7 or 8 year old getting a bus or a 13 or 14 year old maybe acting the leg on the way home in the storm and scaffolding falling on his or her head. Those are the things that the Education Authority have to think about. That's the risk they cannot take. Now, would it have been better for you if those in charge had made a decision back on Friday that they were going to make an announcement on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, one way or the other, and your parents might have been in a position or would have been in a position to have been much better organised?
Probably they could have made alternative arrangements, yes. But this morning, both their childcares are off. The childcare people who look after them, they're closed now as well. So it would have been hard for anybody to make alternative arrangements.
How will you feel, Shauna, if, as we go through this afternoon, into this evening, towards tomorrow morning, and the storm is little more than a very wet and windy day. Will you be back on tomorrow saying, told you so?
No, but I would have a strong possibility that's going to happen.
There is that possibility. Absolutely, there is that possibility.
I mean,
but they must err on the side of caution.
Yes, well, absolutely. But prior to my phone call, I did hear on my way to work that the winds were supposed to come at 3 o'clock. And had that been still in place, I think maybe the schools could have remained open. I think everybody's just taken this things too quick, too soon.
Okay, Shauna, thank you. I can understand the frustration. There's a manager who's lost 5 members of staff today because they've had to stay at home to look after their kids. Now, she cannot get her work done because her staff aren't in. The frustration is understandable, but health and safety exceeds everything.